On the ballot are incumbent independent mayor Joe Orlow, Democrat Bridget Martin, and Republican Harry Gathiel Jr., a former Moreau town supervisor. The forum at the Oliver W. Winch Middle School in South Glens Falls was hosted by the League of Women Voters of Saratoga County. Following a village trustee forum, the mayoral candidates answered audience questions, each attempting to set themselves apart. Republican Gathiel, who was also running on the Taxpayers First ballot line with two trustee candidates, claimed to be a voice of reason regarding spending. But the first thing he mentioned in his opening remarks were what he said were untrue rumors circulating within the village.
They're about employees losing their jobs, reducing hours to part-time, and cutting services. I can only tell you there's no truth to them. If employees are doing their jobs, they don't have to worry.
Gathiel, who served as Moreau supervisor for 11 years, said he would ease financial pressure by touting his negotiating skills to avoid costly litigation with public employees and pursue village projects in-house without contractors and to have realistic expectations of growth. He also slammed the mayor for proposing a 33% tax increase last year that was eventually cut down to 15%.
For 4 years, I've warned the board and was ignored. We wouldn't be in this unfavorable position we were in if they had listened.
Democrat Bridget Martin is not a stranger to village meetings and runs a political Facebook page where she posts her views on goings-on in the village of about 3,500. Martin claimed to represent the silent majority in South Glens Falls.
I want to bring leadership back to Village Hall. I want to improve communication so that the residents feel like they're really involved with their government, that they know what's going on, that they can trust what they're told. And that there's total transparency in everything that we do.
Martin mentioned more than once the importance of utilizing the village riverfront and said she'd like to see more outdoor events and food trucks in the area to attract visitors and new business. Mayor Orlow, who is running on his own Just Vote Joe Orlow line, is seeking a second four-year term. He said the village is moving forward and asked for voters to back him again to continue that progress.
Some say it needs to be great again. My thought is that it always has been great. If the negative gestures would cease, I think the blind eye would see, so many have seen.
Orlow said he'd improve the village by attracting development, developing new business, and pursuing grants for the village's downtown. Orlow also was put in the position of defending the village's shrinking fund balance and a controversial tax hike. More than once, the audience questioned the candidates about the village water system. Not all residents have metered water, and some believe that if they did, they'd be charged less. Martin says the four current types of water billing need to be brought into a uniform system. Orlow agreed that the billing situation needed a fix and defended his implementation of a committee to examine the issue. The village was scheduled to discuss metering next week. Gathiel said meters are the finest way to charge customers equitably, but said that the village should refocus its priorities on improving water infrastructure. The forum continued for more than an hour and drew some animated questions and responses from the crowd. At one point, current Moreau supervisor, Republican Gardner Congdon, who is not running for mayor, took issue with a comment by Orlow and attempted to argue his point during a time reserved for audience questions. That led to shouting.
No personal attacks!
Congdon attempted to speak to the room after his microphone was turned off before stepping away. Village elections will be held March 21st. Reporting from South Glens Falls, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.